Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Anin, welcome to Traditional Medicine. Today's topic, ailments and Native American traditional plants. Chatting on hemorrhoids, gas, fever, fatigue, constipation, depression, anxiety, memory loss, insomnia, and back pain. Let's get started. Hemorrhoids. There were a few techniques we can discuss as traditional herbal remedies went. One was a suppository of bark from the dogwood tree, or a soothing mixture of mullein and golden seal applied to the area, or a mix of witch hazel used as an enema. Today we can use the witch hazel and apply a mixture to a piece of sterile cloth and place on the affected areas. Eat healthy and use the traditional remedies of our ancestors for relief. Flatulence. Gas. This can be helped if it is causing pain or discomfort. Drinking teas from the plants our ancestors used are made of fennel, golden seal, licorice, dandelion, wormwood, and yarrow to help relieve gas pains. Fever. Fever is not a good feeling, but it is the body's own defense to fighting the ailments in which is causing the illness. There are several herbal remedies our ancestors have passed down to us. These plants assist in washing out the germ and boosting the immune system by slightly raising the body temp. They are golden seal, cayenne, ginger, honeysuckle, yarrow, milkweed, hops, rose, peppermint, and sage. And these medicinal plants make great teas, together or separate. Also used to reduce the fever was the willow bark. Fatigue. Fatigue is caused by so many things: work, lack of sleep, diet, all becoming stress on the mind and body. The knowledge of the traditional healing herbal support and our ancestors' healthy lifestyles of working, playing, hunting, and harvesting incorporated exercise in daily activities in which fatigue was combated naturally. And with the added benefits of proper nutrients from healing plants, they had a wonderful lifestyle. Here's an idea to try to help our fatigue. Try a tea mixture of ginger and peppermint, boosting your energy level. I feel more energized from salads of greens, squash, rice, fish, our traditional foods. It's a healthy feeling, and I find it easier to be active both mentally and physically. Constipation. Fiber is the best treatment, and with our ancestors' knowledge of healing plants, here are some of that they used. Plantain seeds. Plantain seeds, as a tea, consumed with rhubarb, constipation. Fiber is the best treatment, and with our ancestors' knowledge of healing plants, here are some that they use. Plantain tea, with the seeds included, was consumed, as well as rhubarb. But be careful, these will clear your system, so make sure you drink plenty of water. And for proactive choices, add more traditional rice and vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and beans to your diet. These are medicinal herbal plants that we take for granted every day. Healthy plants are the answer to many of our body's ailments. Loving Mother Earth, and thanks to the Great Spirit for our gifts of life. I'm always saying thanks for everything that we are given from Mother Earth, because we sure have a lot of things to be thankful for. Let's move on. Depression. As a happy people and joyous spirit, keeping fit with exercise and proper eating, they remained emotionally happy majority of the time. But with life situations, a bit more was in need. And our ancestors had the knowledge of herbal remedies to uplift the spirits. Licorice root is one of the best herbal remedies for naturally assisting the body and uplifting the mood. And oats is a relaxing nerve sedative. And purslane, used in your salads, extra nutrients that balance the body for emotional health. How about aromatherapy? Scented traditional herbs hung in bundles throughout the home, lifting the spirits. I love the smell of sweet fern, lavender, sage, and burnt birch bark. And a couple others are rosemary and sweet clover. Anxiety. Traditional herbs giving support to calm the mind and spirit. Our ancestors used herbs as a tea, such as tasty dandelion, golden seal, rose, black cohosh, valerian, and hops. These support the body to feel naturally relaxed and calm. Rose petals are a great relaxation for your soul and body. You can drink them as a tea, as well as add them to your bath. Healthy, positive healing is within you. Enjoy a less stressful lifestyle with medicinal healing plants and our traditional lifestyle of our ancestors. Memory loss. The herbal plant, peppermint, producing more circulation in the brain area, ginseng, promoting mental alertness and energy, and the plant sage, assisting with the brain's process and keeping fit. The willow was drank as a tea as well as dandelion and stinging nettle for the support in preserving memory and preventing memory loss. Insomnia. Drinking a calming tea such as hops, vervain, willow, and lady slippers, although the lady slippers we do not use as our state flower, and with a great relaxation technique using the herbal plants in your bath, as the water soaks our bodies, the medicinal qualities from the plants absorb into our bodies, producing a calming effect. And back pain. Oh, majority of us suffer from these symptoms. Be it repetitive stress injury or accident, back pain is not fun. It eventually starts to affect us emotionally as well. Known from experience, and yes, there is traditional plant remedies taught to us by our ancestors. And with my joy, they incorporated these herbal remedies with massage and heat. From the sweat lodge, the first healing herb is willow and a birch bark, drank as a tea or a peppermint tea. Peppermint made into a topical. A simple oil topical is to place the fresh leaves in an oil and let it sit for 7 days, turning and mixing, giving thanks to our ancestors and Mother Earth for the gifts we are given and taught. Then after these 7 days, remove your leaves from the oil and store in a dark bottle or a dark closet. And then apply your peppermint oil to the area of concern and your sore muscles and joints. Sage is also a great topical, and I enjoy a fantastic mixture of peppermint, basil, cedar, wintergreen. And I add a little extra bear oil. Has given great support for sore muscles and joints. Stay limber and keep up the traditional healing herbs of our ancestors and the traditional healthy lifestyles of activity. We'll end the topic of our ailments with fibromyalgia. Is a pain is often accompanied by anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue, and insomnia. This collection of symptoms make fibromyalgia a classic example of a disorder that affects both the body and the emotions. Because herbs and natural treatments work holistically, this makes herbal treatments that much more effective for fibro. A herbal approach to treatment will include herbs that address adrenaline gland support, stress management, and pain relief, as well as emotional needs. Old-fashioned herbal remedies for fibromyalgia include cayenne, white willow, and ginger. The herbal oils and teas and aromatherapy bath can help you relieve the muscle aches and pains and fatigue and the depression that are symptoms of fibromyalgia. So, and with this massage and herbal remedies, in decreasing your stress, increasing a healthy diet, decreasing sugar and caffeine, there's a lot of things that we can do, and we're going to have a full topic on this fibromyalgia on another day. And in closing, when you believe the physical shape of your body depends on an inner harmony with the powers of nature, your health, physically and mentally, is within you. Sharing our knowledge with you, we say miigwech for listening. After any hunt or harvest, leave a small pouch of tobacco to thank Mother Earth and show gratitude for the generosity of the Great Spirit and the gifts we receive. Continue living healthy, strong, traditional lives. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.